This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden is pledging to do whatever is necessary to help the nation recover from several natural disasters. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
From a massive wildfire in California to Hurricane Ida's destruction along the Gulf Coast and elsewhere.
My team at the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, is on the ground and ready to provide all the assistance that's needed.
The president tomorrow will visit Louisiana, where Ida came ashore as the fifth strongest storm ever to hit the U.S., savaging the Gulf Coast before flooding several states further north and east. Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Joe Biden on Thursday blasted the Supreme Court's decision not to block a new Texas law banning most abortions in the state and directed federal agencies to do what they can to insulate women and providers from the impact. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked what the president would say to women in Texas who want abortions.
He would convey to them, I have asked my team to use every lever at their disposal to ensure you have this right, to ensure you have access.
In the middle of the night, a deeply divided high court allowed the law to remain in force. It is the nation's biggest curb on abortion rights since the court announced its landmark 1973 Roe versus Wade decision that gave women a constitutional right to abortion. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits fell last week to 340,000, a pandemic low, and another sign that the job market is steadily rebounding from the economic collapse caused by the coronavirus pandemic. The Labor Department said that jobless claims dropped by 14,000. The weekly count has mostly fallen steadily since topping 900,000 in